The answer is C, increased pulmonary vascular resistance. This guy's diagnosis is cor pulmonale, which is defined as right heart failure secondary to a pulmonary etiology. He has COPD as evidenced by his 60-pack year history of smoking. His right heart failure signs are the jugular venous distension and pedal edema. It's important to know for the step one and step two NBMEs that tricuspid regurgitation, as this guy has, is seen in pulmonary hypertension and cor pulmonale. Although the tricuspid regurgitation in and of itself is not the mechanism for the peripheral edema, the mechanism is increased hydrostatic pressure in the peripheral veins, but that is secondary to his cor pulmonale. The low oxygen tension in the lungs is going to lead to hypoxic vasoconstriction, which is going to lead to increased pulmonary vascular resistance, pulmonary hypertension, increased afterload on that right ventricle, a failure of the right heart, and ultimately a backing up of that pressure, increased hydrostatic pressure in the peripheral veins, and that's why he has the peripheral edema. That's it.